many things in connection with his shiur. He arranges for me to be fetched at the airport, for me to be brought back to the airport. He arranges for me usually to be called for the hotel, to be brought back to the hotel. It's usually David Altshuler that does it. And he sees that I've got some water in front of me for the shiur. And today he's seen to it that we've all got our goddess, and what is very important that they all the same edition, which makes it so much easier.
They're from the synagogue.
They're from the synagogue,
and
they're in Ebenezer. Yeah. There, I've forgotten your name, I didn't. People, Lance. Lance, and the second name, surname? Lance Diamond. Well, Lance, I think this is the third time you've been, isn't it? Yeah, I don't think it's wrong, Sam. Anyway,
since you've been back,
well, you know, you've shown persistence and you've shown endurance.
I was afraid I was going to be late again to take you at left, but I left in junior, he sent you his regards.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Now, gentlemen, we have started already at this stage in Arvei Pesachim, we are doing the Seder table. And through doing this Gemara, we don't get a good picture of the Seder table, we get a whole picture of the Seder table. This is the source of it. We did, the previous 2 weeks, we did the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, if you open your Haggadah, and you open it on Hebrew page 1. That's what it's called, Hebrew page 1. Hebrew page 1. Now, if you look at Hebrew page 1, oh, I see it goes on the other side, it goes English.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we need to worry about that. You know, I've got to decide which one would you prefer me using? I see that the English has got some advantages.
What's the matter?
The advantages are that it tells you about each thing, you see. The Hebrew just says the vegetable is eaten. Just a few pieces of green vegetable, all of a sudden dipping salt water and recite, Beripia Doma. You follow? And this one says, yes, that's Magikatas. Distributed the believer in such as party, letters, and watercress to all assembled and says, the third assembly is partaking of the karpas. We now dip this green fruit of the earth and earth, we recite together. Let's look at the throne to me. Now, if you will look, you will notice that there are headings. And these headings are the agenda for the Seder. If you look, you've got Kadesh, which is Kiddush, and that is the first heading. We dealt with that in the previous Mishnah, last week or the week before, when we got it, and that was the Machlokas of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai says, you first of all say the Yom, and afterwards you say Berepi Agofen, and Hillel says, first of all you say Berepi Agofen, and afterwards you say the Yom. So that was as far as the Kadesh was concerned. Now, I'm not doing the Rechatz yet, but I'm doing what's going to happen now. Well, let's start the next Mishnah and we'll see exactly where we are now. Says the Mishnah, Hey, Vi'u Lefonot. Now, the way we are doing the Gemara from now onwards is, I am preparing the Gemara together with you. In fact, I am doing it as I prepare for the shiur. So I'm taking you into the workshop, or as they say in America, to the laboratory, and in California, to the
laboratory.
So I'm taking you into that, and together with me, we'll prepare the shiur. And you'll see how you prepare a shiur. We start off, hey, be uniform. And remember, the first secret is always translate as literally as you can. Hey, be uniform. they brought before him מקבל בחזרס עד שמגיע לפרפרס הפס. Now they brought before him מקבל בחזרס. What is חזרס? חזרס is lettuce, but this חזרס is what we call morel. That is חזרס. So we take the מקבל בחזרס. Now the word "betabel" comes from the verb word "table," to table, or as they say in Fairfax, to toivel. Yes. Now betabel. So betabel comes from the word "tvilo." So what does it mean, "betabel bechazeres"? How do I translate without looking into the English translation?
It is the vegetable or the lettuce.
I mean, pardon?
They brought before him and he dipped the vegetable, or the vegetable was dipped.
What do you want to say, Mark?
Dip the maror.
We dip the maror.
Dip the maror literally until.
But what is maror? What is the word it uses?
Or chazeres.
What is it?
Chazeres.
Chazeres. Chazeres. But it says bechazeres. What does that mean?
In the
chazeres. Now, Mark says one dips into the chazeres. That's a bit, pardon?
Isn't it likely that if they bring before him,
or it could be with the chazeres,
which is the chazeres?
I knows nothing. I knows only what I sees. And it says, a view the form they brought before him. It doesn't right. say what they brought before him. I don't know. I'm puzzled. But, you know, puzzlement is not a disease which is fatal. So you go on. The cure for it is to go on. Find out, you see.
This preposition "beth" though can also mean "with." Is that right?
I think it makes more sense if you say "with." Metabel bechazeres, he dips with the lettuce. Oh, now we're getting nearer. I think we'll try that way, you see. He dips with the chazeres.
No, I said a bitter table lettuce, not the normal table lettuce.
Well, you've got to be, they sometimes use the romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
But be very careful if you use romaine lettuce, because romaine lettuce has got lots of worms in it. And so it's got to be cleaned and re-cleaned and examined again. It's got to be very, very careful. But there are other types of lettuce also which you can use, which is very good. But that is chazeres, is lettuce, and we use that as morel. So, metabel bechazeres, he dips with the chazeres. Achimagia le parperes apas. Until he comes to the parperes apas. Now, the word parperes is a word that it's worthwhile knowing. It comes from the word periphery. It's the same, it's a Greek word. It comes from the word periphery. And it means outside of. Outside of. Either before or afterwards. So an hors d'oeuvre can be a parperes, and a dessert can be a parperes.
Before?
We had parperes. We're taking it now. It can be either a dessert, or it can be an hors d'oeuvre, yes? Oh, we found very many Greek words. Yes. Words that are in language, you see. But they're the same words. You find Hebrew words in everyday English, you find Hebrew words.
Yes.
Well, you find Russian and Kurdish words in English.
That's true.
Yes.
That.
Yes. But this isn't Russian and Kurdish, this is Mishnaic Hebrew. It's not the language of the Torah and the Vim Uksuri. So well, anyway...
What was the Hebrew root that led to the Greek...
Oh, now we're coming to it. Now we're
far,
coming
far,
to it.
Far as a butterfly, is there a connection?
Well, it may be. It flits about. It's not on the... it may be. But parperes, the word parperes is the word periphery. And the periphery is it's round, you see, we use even the word pi, which means a mouth. We say pi haba'ea, the mouth of the well. It's around. It's these words. Anyway, Achimagila Paperis Apas. Until he comes to, it's either the dessert or the hors d'oeuvre of the pas. Now, what we're speaking about Pesach. So what does pas mean?
Matzah.
So we know already. So it means until he comes to what comes what one eats before the matzah or what one eats after the matzah. Now, Kiddush we've already made. So the wine we've already drunk. So what is there that comes before? Nothing. What is there that comes after? Let us see what comes after the pas. The pas we'll find on page nine. On page 9 you'll see Miltzi, Baksa. Can you see Matza? Baruch HaRushim Lekeinu Merach Olam HaMetzi Nechem Minu Oretz Baruch HaRushim Lekeinu Merach Mashik Shom Mitzvah Mitzvah Narechilas Matza. And he eats the Matza. Then immediately comes Morel and it says Baruch HaRushim Lekeinu Merach Olam HaMashik Shom Mitzvah Mitzvah Narechilas Morel. You follow? Then comes the Morel. So that must be the Parperes HaPas. That is the dessert of the Pas. So what does it mean? Ad shebagia leparperes epoes. This he does before he comes to the parperes apas. That means that from now until the parperes apas, there is nothing else. So what it really means is the next dipping comes in the parperes apas. So he dips with the chozeres. And Achimagila Parperes Apas. That is until he comes to the Parperes Apas, to the dessert of the matzah.
Is it just the Korah?
We pardon?
Is the Parperes Apas?
No, it's the Morel, not the Korah. The Korah comes still later. It comes after the Morel.
But where's the Pas in the model?
It's no, not. It's the Pas is the previous one, matzah. That's the pas.
Right, but then
now, after the pas, no. This is the dessert of the pas.
How could you use the pas when you eat
you
the
eat it, you eat the no, before. You make the Moti Lechem in the Oretz. What do you do after you made a Moti Lechem in the Oretz? You say, I think you should have a Mitzvah Sovet Matzo. What do you do after that?
You eat the
matzah. You eat it with the eyes of matzah. Now, you've had the matzah. What's the next thing you have?
Morel.
The morel. So the morel is the parperes apas. The word dessert, I'm just using it. It's that which comes immediately after, or immediately before, or immediately on top, or immediately underneath. That's called the parperes. That's the periphery.
I see. It doesn't necessarily mean you eat the pas at that time.
You've eaten the pas before.
Right, okay.
You've eaten the pas before. Now comes, after you've eaten the pas, now comes the parperes apas.
I see.
All right. So, achimagia le parperes apas, until he comes to the dessert of the pas. Hey, viu lefono matzo b'chauzeres b'charoses. They brought before him matzo, chauzeres, and charoses. These three things are brought before him, ushnei tavshilin, and two dishes. Now, what do I mean by dishes? That's right. Two types of cooked food. That's what I mean by dishes. It's the same as the text. Ushnei tavshilin, and two dishes. Now, when it speaks about matzah, chazeres, charoses, ushnei tavshi, what's it speaking about? That is really the Seder plate, isn't it? That is really the Seder plate, which is rather a pity. It doesn't got here. I'm just looking if it's got in the Seder table. A large cut is placed. Yes, here it's got, in the English it's got the Seder table. But anyway, don't let us worry about that. Still, we are going to, but we know already what it's about, you see. A veal upon of they brought before him matzah v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshilin af arpishe ein charoses mitzvah. Although charoses is not a mitzvah, If what it means it's not a mitzvah, that we must eat matzah, it says in the Torah we must eat matzah. That we must eat moro, it says in the Torah that we must eat moro. It doesn't say that we must eat haroset.
It doesn't say
in the Torah. So the Mishnah says, the upper feature in haroset mitzvah. Although haroset is not a mitzvah, it must be brought. Rabbi Eliezer says it is haroset is a mitzvah. We'll have to see afterwards what kind of a mitzvah it is, I suppose. All I know is he says it is a mitzvah. Ladin, it doesn't make any difference because the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Tzodek both agree that it must, the haroset must be brought. The only thing is that the Tanakama says it must be brought, but it's not, even if it's not a mitzvah. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Tzodek says it is a mitzvah. We'll see after. I have to go on, see? I'm just trying to get a working knowledge of it. I can at least handle it. Uber Mikdosh, and in the time of the Pesach Mikdosh, how you may read Lefono Gufrashim Pesach, they brought before him the Pesach itself, the sheep that was shechted and that was roasted. That is what they brought.
I don't know.
But then they bring before him the Pesach Mikdosh too. They brought before him also the Gufash of Pesach, also there were the Pesach was also there. But today there is no Pesach Mikdosh, so he doesn't bring it. At the time when this Mishnah was written, there was no Pesach Mikdosh. The second Pesach Mikdosh had already been destroyed. That's what it says. Got the story clear? Right. Now, let me see what Rashi says. That is as far as it tells us. Now, I am, of course, still very puzzled. Hey, Vila Fonov, they brought before him. What on earth did they bring before him? Oh, says Rashi Yerokos. They brought before him, what are Yerokos?
Greens.
Vegetables. They brought before him greens and vegetables. Metabel Bechazeres. Zehu Loshen HaGemora. This is the language of the Gemara. Kidasan Yele'el, as we learned before, HaShamesh Metabel Bivnei Ma'ay. When we were discussing, can one eat before the Seder or anything, it says that the Shamesh would dip with the Bnei Ma'ay, the intestines. They made a delicacy out of the intestines, and the intestines became a parperis, but it was a parperis before the meal. So he used to, that's what the Shamas used to do. He used to eat and he used to give to others. Lefiche kol macholam al yedei tibur, because all their eating was through tibur. So what Rashi is saying is, why does it use the language metabel? It really means that he eats chazeres, I suppose. He says all their eating was with kibble. They dipped it either into a relish, or into a sauce, or into a dressing. One of these three. Why do you look at me so, in such a puzzled way, Barry?
Puzzled? I'm just looking at you.
Yeah, good, all right. As long as you don't die. Yeah.
Tibur is a
lot? Tibur. Now, tibur is dripping cups on the word tvilo.
Oh, okay.
Toivlin, yes. Metabe bechozeres kaloma, that means to say, says Rashi, im ein shom yerek acheya, metabe lechozeres becharosis ve'ochel. Now it begins to make more sense. So he says, hey, so how do I learn it now, according to Rashi? Hey, they brought before him herbs and greens and vegetables. Metabe bechozeres. If there is no other greens, there's only chozeres, and chozeres there has to be. Because the chozeres is a mitzvah, it says afterwards that they bring chozeres. So the chazeres is a mitzvah that has to be, because that is the borrow. And they've got no other greens. then he actually dips with the Chazeres, which is a big chidush, because the Chazeres is moral, and that I only dip after the motzi and I've eaten the bread. That is the time. So it says, where I have no other herbs, no other greens, no other vegetables, then I take the Chazeres and I can dip with the Chazeres. Oh, now it begins to take shape.
Speaking of the karpas, where we read in our Haggadah, karpas.
Where it says wheat, it says karpas, because we've got other vegetables too. We've got, it's either radishes or parsley or watercress. So, either, doesn't say so.
Celery too?
Either it's nothing, I know it's only what I see. I don't know. How do you know they're dipping salt water?
Oh, I seem to remember it.
Well, no, but we've never learned this, and we've never been to a Seder table. We don't know. We're going to learn now how one does it all, you see. So we don't know. All right. So Rashi says, Klomei, Angel Yerikate, Metabe Lachoseris, Bacharosis for Ochel. That's very strange to me. That I don't understand. Why does he dip it into the charoses, Rashi says? You all know what charoses is. Mm-hmm. He dips it into the charoses. But that is the moral we dip into the charoses. This is not the time to do it. It says, matzahs, al matzahs, umeror in yochlu. So which comes first? Matzah or moro?
Matzah.
How can we do it at this stage? That's very puzzling to me. And he still dips it into the charoses, says Rashi. I don't understand that. It's possible that Rashi made a mistake. I don't know. Are we pardon? You know, you are only a human being.
You know, who say such things?
One is you know. Some people say he made mistakes. I don't know. But it seems rather strange to me. I don't understand. To dip in the chazer, Glenn says into salt water. That makes more sense. But why salt water? I also don't know. But at least that. But this is, it seems to me, against everything. But Rashi says he dips it into the chazer, chazer. Don't know what that is. Archimagila papere safas. He says Rashi, it means kodim shiyagila also chazer is. Before he comes to that chazeres, to that moral, shehu ochel achra matzo, which he eats after the matzo, shehu mevorech olev al achilas moral, and over which he makes a brocha al achilas moral. If you will turn to page 12 in your Agoda, not page 12. I'm sorry, page 9. If you will turn to page 9, your Gemara, after you've eaten matzah, you eat moro. And what brocha do you make?
Alachilas moro.
Alachilas, no bore priya dobo. You make alachilas moro. He says Rashi, this is before that time when you before the chazeres, which you eat after the matzah, over which you make the brocha of alachilas moro, the tibul rishon, and the first tibul. And I'm very puzzled. I mean, what is this, the beginning of the Seder, to do all this business here? It can't be moro, because moro comes after the matzah. And that's the order it must be. First must be matzah, and afterwards must be moro. So Rashi says that the tibul rishon and the first tibul. Now we've got a name for what takes place in this Mishnah. It's called tibul rishon. So let us remember it. So tibul rishon says Rashi, the tibul rishon and the tibul rishon, the first tibul, the first dipping. I'm not going to translate it again. I'm now only going to call it tibul rishon then. The tibul rishon and the first rishon is kedei sheyakir tinok, in order that a tinok should recognize this, should see it, the yishal, and he will ask a question. Lefishe ein rogilim v'nei odom lecho yere kodim seudo, because human beings don't eat salad before the Se'uda. Non-human beings do. If you go and watch a bear, what does a bear do? First of all, he eats berries. And he eats lettuce if he can find it. And he eats watercress. And then he goes down to the river and he has his catches his fish. So first he has his salad and then afterwards he has his main course. But human beings, says Rashi, don't do that sort of thing. Unless they live in California. So, right. So, Yerekodim Seudon. So now we've got it that this is, so the whole idea of this is that the tinuk should ask, the tinokas should ask, the children should ask. Very funny. I feel the point of it, I'm beginning to understand. So this isn't the proper moral. The proper moral is afterwards. What worries me still that Rashi says you dip the moral, the chazeres, into the charoses, but then you've already got the mitzvah of moral. That's already the mitzvah of moral.
If you eat it before.
Well, you eat it, I suppose. You eat it.
You said Bar Kriya Domo, you must eat something.
Well, I don't know that you say Bar Kriya Domo yet, you see. Oh. But anyway, hey, viu lefodov, achar oso tibul, after that tibul, that means after the tibul rishon, they brought before him matzah, moral, v'charoses, ushnei tavshilin, and two dishes, for afar pisha in acharoses mitzvah. And even if charoses is not a mitzvah, ulakame porich, hoil v'lav mitzvah, my maisi lo, oh, that is also worrying me, says Rashi, and later on the Gemara asks the question, since it's not a mitzvah, then why bring it at all? Why bring charoses if it's not a mitzvah? That the Gemara will discuss. I don't have to worry about.
Can you translate literally the last line in the Rashi where it switches over into Aramaic?
The afar pisha in a charoses mitzvah from there, Glenn.
Yeah.
And although the charoses is not a mitzvah, ulakamei, and further on, porich, it asks, hoil, since the love mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. That is, the charoses is not a mitzvah. Amai, maisi, lei. Why does he bring it? Why do they bring it? Maisi is they. Why do they bring it? Maisi is they bring. Why do they bring it? My maisi, lo, why do they bring it? That's Rashi. Well, we're a little bit more comfortable. We are very fortunate, in addition to Rashi, we've got the Rashbam too. Now, let us see what the Rashbam has got to say. Charles, are you with me?
Yes, Rabbi.
I mean, pardon?
Tibur
is a dipping. And this we call the Tibur Rishon. We call this the Tibur Rishon. Now, let us see the Rashbam. Now, I'm going to go a little bit more quickly over the Rashbam, because some of the Rashbam, I have a suspicion, I haven't done this yet, I don't know, but I have a suspicion that some of the Rashbam is a repetition of his grandfather. Hey, view the form that they brought before him, hayarokos, oh, the greens, the vegetables, the herbs, the greens, acha sheberach ala yayin. After he's made the brocha on the yayin, that is after kiddush. Bury you with us. Metabe b'chozeres, he dips with the chozeres, with the mora, with the letters. Says the Rashbam, Zehu Loshana Gemora, this is the language of the Gemara that he used, metabe always. Kidusangele el, as we've learned earlier on, Hashamash, metabe b'nei ma'ayin, the shamas dips with the intestines, the feature kolma al cholma yedei tibul, because all the eating was through dipping into a relish, into a sauce, or into a dressing. The high tibul, and this tibul, love b'charosesu, is that until now they haven't brought it.
So in other words, you're saying they may dip the matzah and the... They may dip it, but it's not the
tibul rishon. No, no. All he says is they dip it not into the charoses. He says because the charoses is only brought afterwards. It says that here, you say you bring a proof from there that the charoses is only brought afterwards. But it says Chazeres also, but the Chazeres is then also brought afterwards. So why does it say that you can you dip with the Chazeres here? Yeah? Says the Rambam, Va'ach Chazeres, and this Chazeres love Dafka. It doesn't mean it's got to be Chazeres. Elohim, Ein Shom Yerek Achel. If there is no other greens, or if there are other vegetables, or no other herbs, metabel bechazeres veochel, then he dips with the chazeres and he eats. Now it begins to make sense. The Mishnah begins to make sense now. Yes.
Isn't it, why does the Mishnah use the same word? I mean, apparently it teaches you that if you don't have anything, you can use chazeres, but.
Well,
usually now, the Mishnah addresses the normal situation.
Well, yes, but now I've got to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not written for pre-nursery school, written for nursery school already, at least. Now, look inside. Now, just look in the Mishnah, but don't use the place and you'll see. Now, we'll learn the Mishnah according to the Rashbam that we have learned. They brought before him herbs and vegetables and greens. If he has no other greens or vegetables or herbs but lettuce, then he can take the lettuce and he can dip with the lettuce. Although this lettuce is borrowed and its place is only after the matzah, but he can use for the table ration, he can even use this morel. And this is before that dipping, when he comes to Tibul Sheni, when he comes to after the eating of the matzah, the dessert of the matzah.
But
yes?
He still hasn't told us what Tibul Rishon is into.
That we don't know. That I don't know yet. I don't know when I'm going to find that out, but I just know I haven't got enough information. And if I haven't got enough information, then I've got to learn. And I've got to go further and I've got to work, you see, and I work.
But this dipping is only for the tinoket.
Well, so he said, Rashi said that.
And the Rashbam says the same thing. In other words, if you're going to eat the morrow out of sequence for the tinok.
Very good way of putting it. We haven't yet come to that part. I don't know yet.
In the Rashi
said that. Right. The Rashi said it's a hecker for tinoket, but if Rashi says that, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
If you don't have anything else dip into the house, have salt water, you're not going to have
What you dip into it hasn't discussed yet. Rashi said that you dip into the charoses.
Right.
The Rashbam says it's not into the charoses. Because there isn't any charoses.
Rashi is in the Tibul Rishon, then what's the Tibul Sheni?
Only Rashi says we're speaking about the Tibul Rishon. The Tibul Sheni is certainly into the Chazeres.
Yeah.
But Rashi says the Tibul Rishon is also into. You take the Chazeres and you dip it into the Chazeres. The Rashbam says it's not in the Chazeres. It's not in the Chazeres. He says the Raya is, the proof is, because it says afterwards they feel a form of with much of a Chazeres for Chazeres. So the Chazeres isn't even on the table. I worry the Rashbam. But it says they bring before him matzah v'chazeres. So chazeres is also not in the table, and yet it says he dips with the chazeres. He says yes, if he's got there no other greens. You see, it's not an affluent society, there are no other greens. The only greens he's got is lettuce he's got to have. That's the seder, it's a mitzvah, he's got to have lettuce. Then he takes at this stage, he even takes the morel and he dips it and he makes it and he eats it. Into what he dips it, we don't know yet. This is before that lettuce that he eats achar matzah, after matzah, where he makes the brocha of alachilas morel. Afterwards he makes the brocha, as you will see on Hebrew page 9, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hashem Vishram Mitzvah Mitzvon Alachilas Morel. It says in the Torah, on matzah and on bitter herbs, they eat the korban pesach. That sheep is eaten on matzah and on bitter herbs. So what comes first, matzah or bitter herbs?
Matzah.
Matzah, that is the sequence. It must be bitter chilo matzah, first matzah, but after kachmora. The tibul rishon zeh, says the Rashbam, and this first tibul, kadesh yakiv tina v'yisha, it's ordered that the child should see and ask. Because it's not usual for people to eat leaves before the Suda. A drink, yes. And the child is going to take a drink before the Suda, yes. Take some sherry before the Suda, yes. That the child can understand. But greens before the Suda, who does that? So he will ask a question. May view lefono, they bring before him, may view before him. It's brought before him. Achar usel tibul, after that tibul. Oh, so after that tibul, the plate is brought on the table. Very important to notice what the Rashbam says. That is after the tibul rishon, after where it says karpas ya, then comes the plate is brought with the charoses, with the matzah. With the chazeres, with the chareses, and with the two kam shiri. Yes?
This is speaking about the time that we had earlier that each person sat at their own table, is that correct?
Well, we are going to find out that even if they sat at their own table, you only need one plate. For everybody.
One Seder plate?
Only one Seder plate.
So, in other words, we didn't have the table there? Seder plate until after
this first. We're going to see about that just now. If we just have a look. I don't know enough yet, you see.
Well,
you're asking me questions and I don't know.
I'm just trying to understand the shot of the Rashbam.
We're
saying, Mivio Lufano, because Achar Oliko people.
After that Tibu.
We bring these three items out.
After the Tibu.
After the first
Tibu. After the first Tibu. What is Matzah v'chazer z'beishtav shivim? Afar pisha in charoses mitzvah. Ubi gemora porich. And in the gemora it asks, Glenn, yeah, you've got it again. Holy v'lav mitzvah. Since it is not a mitzvah that charoses, it's not a mitzvah. Lo mi maisi lo. Why do they bring it? Shnei tavshirim. What are these two dishes? Says the Rashbam, vi gemora meforish keneged mi. The gemora will explain keneged mi. Literally, over against whom? Which means corresponding to what? What do these two different dishes correspond? What do they represent? What do they correspond
to?
Probably
the egg and the lamb chain.
I don't know what it is. I don't even know what the two dishes are. I don't understand it.
Can they give me a common phrase?
You see, you don't forget that Loshon HaKodesh was in use from the time that the world was created until 8 o'clock this evening. There's never been a break. These Arabic has come in, Yiddish has come in, and all these languages played their part. And Vino came in, all these languages played their part. But, the Mishnah Hebrew is a little bit different from Loshon HaKodesh. The Gaonic Hebrew is a little bit different from the Mishnaic Hebrew. The medieval Hebrew is a little bit different from the Gaonic Hebrew, but that's nothing. That is nothing. We don't have to worry about that. Connectedly, the Gemara Meforish connectedly. Right, so we've got now we understand the Mishnah a little bit better. Have you got that right? But obvious.
You said earlier that the Seder is designed that in the performance of the Seder, the youngest person will ask why are you doing this?
Well, it's not the youngest, because he's a teenager. Children will ask. A babe, yes.
It seems to me this is also good, so the person reading will ask why.
Well, the person who's reading has always got to ask why.
Okay.
Always got to ask why. Yeah, let's go on to the next slide. Now, I'm a little bit troubled about something else here. According to this Mishnah, and according to Rashi and Rashba, because I can learn the Rashi like that also, and that's surely what Rashi means, what the Rashba tells us. A deal upon of they brought before him herbs, greens, vegetables. if the only vegetable that he's got is chazeres, then he uses chazeres and he does the tibul rishon with the chazeres. But the chazeres is the bitter herb. So once he does dips, once he takes the chazeres, especially Rashi that says he puts it into the charoses, and he eats it, so he's performed the mitzvah of moror already. So what can he do afterwards? He can't do afterwards.
But he didn't make the brocha.
Look here. What happens if a moher circumcises a child and he doesn't make the brocha? So what, he can do another brit afterwards? He hasn't done it, he's done the mitzvah already. So he's eaten already moror, he's got the mitzvah of moror already. That is something that worries me. Yes?
I know you've discussed it before, but it still hasn't sunk in for me. But since Rashi says that you dip in front of Karuk,
yes,
and Rashbam says you don't,
yes,
what is the source of the conflict between Rashi and grandson?
That's learning. That is learning. I'm working with you how to find that out.
Oh, are we going to come to that
later? Oh, we're coming back to this. You see, I can do the Gemara and I can give you the ready article from the word, the ready article. But if I give you the ready article, you'll never be able to understand what it is. I had a guest this week from the Imperial College of Science in London. Imperial College of Science is Caltech's older brother. Say, pardon?
Every week at 8 o'clock, this goes up. About 2 minutes after 8, just before we leave, it goes back on again.
As it were. And this person is a professor of computer science. Not only is he a professor of computer science, but he is the head of the Department of Computer Science at the Imperial College of Science. Not only is the head of the department, but he was taken away from IBM in New York in order to start this, to get this started. They couldn't get it started in the Imperial College for Science. They took it. He's a personal friend of mine, has been a personal friend of mine for some years now. And whenever he comes in this district, he makes a point of spending a Shabbos with us. So he spent the Shabbos with us a little while ago, and they came again and spent this Shabbos with us also. Travels all over the world, and the computer science is. Now, he told me a very interesting story that he made the first computer in Israel. He built the first computer for the army. As we were discussing this and he was telling me and I was asking him certain questions, a phone call came through from Washington. Somebody wanted to speak to him, Professor Estree. I handed him the phone, he spoke to him. He said, you know who you've spoken to? That is the person that did the first computer at the Weizmann Institute, that they called the Golem. That was the first person. They called it the Golem. He said, that's Professor Estree. He did the first, whilst I was doing the first computer for the army, he did the first computer there. It's really telling. He said, whilst I was making this computer, Ben Gurion, who was then Prime Minister and Minister of Defense, came into my workshop, to my laboratory, together with Peres, with Shimon Peres. He said, and Ben Gurion asked me three questions. The first question he asked was, how many people are working on this that you're building this computer? He said, I told him three. He said, can you tell me what can we expect from this in 20 years' time? So he told him, he said, this I expect will happen in the computers in 20 years' time. So he tells me, and Professor Lehmann tells me, he says, I made a mistake. What I said would happen in 20 years' time happened in 5 years' time. He said, but that's what he said. That was the second question he asked. The third question he asked was, Lama Bata, why did you come here? So Peres answered, being prudent, he says, who'd that keep? He's a religious person. As if you say, there's no reason anymore. So Ben Gurion looked at him and said, where's your keeper if you're dirty? They said, did you keep off? He said, yes, you're satisfied. See? He was, Ben Gurion was a short man. So he looked at me. He went away. A few weeks later, there comes an instruction to him, copy of letter, that any money that he needs for the building of this computer, any money that he needs, is to be made available to him. So he knows that he's got no difficulty. A few months later, Ben Gurion is retired to Be'er Sheva, somewhere there, and Levi Eshko walks in. But Levi Eshko doesn't walk in with another person. He comes with a whole entourage, about 23 people, come into his laboratory. And Levi Eshko asks him a question. He says, how much have you spent already on this computer? How much will it cost? Gives him a list. Asks Levi Eshko, and how much would we be able to get this for in the United States? And he tells him how much. Asking two questions. Ben Gurion asked three questions. He asks two questions. Ben Gurion goes, Levi Eshko goes out. 3 weeks later, he gets an instruction. All work on the computers to stop immediately. They can get computers from America. Anything they want, they can get from America. So he lost his job. Then came to IBM, you see. So he lost his job. Now, what's the difference here? Ben Gurion understood what it means to go through the workshop. Levi Eshko, finished article. If you want me to give you the finished article, I'll give you the finished article. If you want us to go through the whole thing and see how you make a computer, that's what we're doing now. Which would you rather have?
What was your answer, Mark?
But I'll tell you what I'm prepared to do with you. But I'll do it with you only if you don't tell anybody. I'll take you into another laboratory, but I can't even open the door there. You can just take a peek through the keyhole. But only a peek, and then immediately come away. Because you disturb the whole work here. Just go back a page. Look at Rabbeinu Hananel. And look at the Rabbeinu Hananel. 9 lines from the bottom of the Rabbeinu Hananel. Heviu lefono metabe bechozeres. Says the Rach, says the Rabbeinu Hananel, Peirush, the explanation is, Heviu lefono vashulchon. They bring before him the table. Mark, that was Mark's thing, because each one had a little table. So Rashi and the Rashbam learned they brought before him the greens. It doesn't say in the Mishnah what they brought before him. Says the Rach, they brought before him a table. What does he say? Metabi la chazeres b'charoses. He dips the chazeres, the letters, into the charoses. Umevorech borek priyadom, and he makes the brocha borek priyadom. So I'm certain Rashi didn't make a mistake. Now I know Rashi didn't make a mistake.
Why?
The Rach also made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So now I know. So at least I know that. And you see how the Rach burns. He's the Rach burns a wheel upon a shulchan. But we're not ready for that. First of all, we've got to understand the Mishnah according to the Rashi and the Rashbam. And we can't even stand the Mishnah according to the Rashi and Rashbam, unless we go a little bit further in the Gemara. And when we've gone a bit further in the Gemara, then we can come back to the Mishnah and do the Rashi and the Rashbam again and the Tosfos. And when we understand the Rashi and the Rashbam and the Tosfos, then we are ready to look at the Rach. Then only. Yes?
How much after Rashi was the Rach?
The Rach wasn't after Rashi. The Rach was long before Rashi. The Rach still belongs to the period of the Gaonim.
I just assumed, I guess, because he was on the side.
Oh, no. Don't assume too much.
Why I asked.
Yes, and actually, the Rach has I've got great affinity with the Rach. He had a yeshiva in Africa.
Another
Rach. No, same Africa. he had a yeshiva in Cairo, and what a yeshiva it was in Cairo, and so we are landslide. I'm afraid that is where all comparison ends.
Right.
Yeah,
let's work.
Now, let's go on. So, but now leave the Rach alone. I've just shown you that Rach, so at least we know that Rashi didn't make a mistake. But we don't know, there must be something in this whole sheet of Rashi, but I don't know it yet. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I've got to wait and find out. You understand? Right. Now, I must tell you that this Mishnah, I'm a little bit worried about this Mishnah. And that is that when he takes the Choseres and eats the Choseres and its letters, then already he's got the mitzvah of Morel already. Mm-hmm. So how can he afterwards make a mitzvah al achilas Morel? That's then the second tibul is not a mitzvah anymore. What's worrying you, Milton?
Is it that the first time he's doing it not for the purpose of eating, but for the purpose of dipping, and then later he does it?
No, but he eats it.
I know he eats it, but is it the fact that it's dipped that it differentiates it?
I don't know. But all I know is that I'm worried about this, and he's got the mitzvah already. How can he then he's still got the mitzvah? How can he do it again? So then you see, Omer Rish Lokich says Rish Lokich. Says Omeris, this means to say, mitzvos trichos kavona. That mitzvos need kavona. You know, you should have this remark in Brochus. There's a whole sugi in Brochus of whether mitzvos need kavona or mitzvos don't need kavona. Now, what is the text? What is the machlokes mitzvahs need kavona? No. I come to shul in the morning. The service starts at 6 o'clock, and I'm late, and it's already 6:07. And the person who is davening is davening, and he's not davening too slowly. And I want to daven. I want to catch up with him. So what do? I put on my tefillis. I take out my tefillin. I put on my tefillin. And which was the feeling I put it on. I do my davening, and now I catch my breath a little bit. I finish davening, I catch my breath. I said, good heavens. You know, I put on my talis and I put on my tefillin. I have no kavona for mitzvah. I didn't think when I was putting on my tefillin, why am I putting on my tefillin? Because it says in the Torah, which I told us, I'm your nechavo, you're the third of us, man, and therefore. So I'm doing it for that mitzvah. I didn't have any kavona. I did it mechanically. Must I put my tefillin all over again?
No.
How do you know? I don't know. Says Rish Lokish. Omar Rish Lokish. Says Rish Lokish. Those Omeris mitzvahs kichos kavona. This shows. This means to say that a mitzvah needs kavona. I would have to put my tefillin over again, says Rish Lokish. Why? Now look at the beautiful reason. Says Rish Lokish, Kiven de lo be'idin chiyuva de morahu de ochile. Since I'm translating it literally and according in the order in which it is in the text. Since the Lobeidin, not in the time chiyuva of its chiyuv, the moral of the chiyuv of moral, Kudeko ochilei, he eats this in the first tibul, he eats it. The vore priwa doma with the brocha of the absolute ochilei. The vore priwa doma hude ochilei. He then, he eats it with the brocha of vore priwa doma. So if he makes the brocha of vore priwa doma, then he hasn't got in mind that this is mono. Otherwise, he'd make kalachilas mono. That's what he eats it. The deal boy, and perhaps lo yichavin le mono. He had no kavona for mono. He had no kavona. He didn't think that he's doing it for mono. Hilkoch, therefore, boy le meheder, he needs to again le adbuni le say mono, to dip le say mono with the kavona that he's doing it for mono. There is alkodaitoch, because if you will, it will enter your mind to say, mitzvah lo boi kavona, that a mitzvah doesn't need a kavona. Lo moloch tvei tibuli, then why do you need two, a tibul rishon and a tibul sheni? If with a tibul rishon, even if he hasn't got kavona, he has already performed the mitzvah, why do you need a tibul sheni? He's already had one tibul. So says Rish Lachish. So from this shows that mitzvahs need kavod. Have you got the reasoning? Do you understand the reasoning? Yes.
Well, it seems like the main reason for the Rish Lachish, I think, is that it's not in its proper time. We have something similar with the arvikosis. If you pour out four right at the beginning and don't do them throughout the Haggadah, you're not yotzei arvikosis because they're not in its time.
Yes.
So here, I mean, even suppose a person wanted to have kavana and they did it early, and then Rish Lakish would say, you're still not yotzei.
Yes, no, he's had his moral.
But just the opposite of what I'm saying.
But Rish Lakish, isn't part of what Rish Lakish is saying that it has to be in a specific time?
No, he says, since he doesn't eat it in its chiyuv, the bore priyadomo hude ochele, he eats it with a broch of bore priyadomo, because he doesn't want to be, he's not being yetzer with it. He's eating it only.
Specifically going on
his way to say that. But he's and perhaps he didn't have any kavona for moral at all.
Yeah, I was reading his, the Idan Chiyuva as at the time when the Chiyuva.
Even the Lobi Idan Chiyuva de moral who de ochile. He doesn't eat it at the time of the Chiyuva of moral.
Right.
And the Bode Priyadomo who de ochile, and he eats it with the broch of Bode Priyadomo. So has he got kavona or hasn't he got kavona?
He does not.
He does not have kavona. But Dilmo Lewi Chavin in the morrow. And perhaps he has no kavona for a morrow. It seems he hasn't got kavona. Hilkoch, therefore, boil him ahead of Ladbuli the shame morrow. Therefore, he's got to have a tibul.